Welcome to the Amore Magazine podcast here on AmoreMagazine.com. On this episode, I talk to actor and producer Paul J. Alessi of the new independent film, Knuckle Draggers. Knuckle Draggers is a romantic comedy battle of the sexes film starring Ross McCall, whose credits include Band of Brothers and Crash on Stars. Some of the other great actors in this film include Melissa Ordway of such hit films as 17 Again, Omar Gooding of Deadwood, Jennifer Alden of Wedding Crashers, Justin Baldoni of Heroes, Danielle Nicolette of Third Rock from the Sun and the Bernie Mac Show, as well as Sarah Lane, Gillian Murray, and Amy Barsky. Now here's our interview with Paul J. Alessi of Knuckle Draggers.
Now, how did acting start for you?
I came out here for vacation to California to visit my sister's friend that was going to Pepperdine University. And I just really liked it here, so I wound up staying out here for 6 months for my vacation trip. I took a leave of absence from the Teamsters Union at the time and basically loved California. So a lot of my sister's friends were kind of into entertainment business, so I started doing a lot of touristy stuff, and one of her friends did like some extra work, and they got me on set, and I started checking it out, and it just seemed a lot more tangible and, you know, more something that you could accomplish, at least from that which I was thinking at the time. And so I started getting into acting class and started studying, and fell in love with the whole acting filmmaking thing.
Okay. All right. So with Knuckle Draggers, how did this project come about for you?
Me and Alex, the director, we've done a number of projects together in the past, from music videos to commercials to a number of short films. And we both felt that it was time for us to do a feature film. So we collaborated on some concepts and ideas and talked about doing an ensemble piece where myself and could, you know, have a decent part in it, and then we can help out some of our friends with some other parts in it. Amy Barsky, who co-produced this film with me, you know, she had a part in it. Me and Amy were the only two people that Alex more or less wrote this film with us in mind for, if that makes sense. And we had a bunch of other friends in mind for different parts, but it was nothing that was solidified. So he wrote this project, and we collaborated on a bunch of this. He brought it to me, and from there, I took it to a friend of mine and told him that I was looking to do this project, the first time producer for, you know, low budget, and this is what I can pull it off for. And he's seen a bunch of my shorts and stuff and kind of believes in me, and he said he'd help us out to make it happen. So at that point, we were greenlit and moving forward.
Now, speak a little bit about the cast. How you cast, who you did, and why. Were you friends with them before, or did you have some sort of connection with them? Or
all of the main cast, we didn't really know yet. As far as the Ross McCall, the Danielle Nicolette, the Justin Baldoni, the Jennifer Alden, and Omar Gooding, and Sarah Delane, we didn't really know any of them. So Sarah auditioned, Jennifer Alden auditioned, Justin auditioned, Danielle. Ross, and the only one we made a direct offer to was Omar Gooding. I don't know if you're familiar with any of his work. He worked a lot, and basically this casting director that we knew his girlfriend or something at the time and got him the script, and he read the script and really liked it and wanted to come on board. So that's how we got Omar. Ross McCall, we cast like a week before we were ready to shoot. We were negotiating with Jerry Ferrara from Entourage.
Oh, okay, yeah, sure.
Met with Jerry. Jerry really liked the project, and we just couldn't really settle the deal with his manager because we didn't really have any money. And in the interim of that, we got Ross, who wanted to audition, and honestly, at the time, I didn't really know who Ross was. So we squeezed him in for an audition with a couple of bit characters we were reading, and he actually did like a killer job. And halfway through the audition, I'm throwing my thumbs up to Amy and to Alex because there's the three of us in the room, and he nailed it. And he had the accent and everything down because we were looking for somebody with the New York accent to kind of match mine and to play my brother. And we basically offered him the job right after the audition, and then basically told Jerry's manager that we, you know, don't worry about it, we're good. I remembered him from Band of Brothers once, you know. They brought it up, but I didn't really attach the name to the band of brothers or to, I didn't see Green Street Hooligans at the time.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I know I'm rambling again, but.
No, that's fine. And of course, he was in the tabloids a lot for, dating Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Yes, which I'm not a big tabloid reader, so I had no clue. And it was funny, Alex, called his brother, I texted his brother, like, right after we finished the first audition. He's like, dude, look at this guy, Ross McCall. We just read him, and Paul wants to cast him right away. I like him as well. Amy likes him. We think he's great. And we were more or less already offered Ross the role, and his brother texts back and is like, dude, that's the guy that's, you know, engaged to Jennifer Love Hewitt. He's in the tabloids all the time, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, really? So,
yeah, yeah.
We found out after we already offered him the role, but yes, he is and was constantly in the tabloids.
Okay, how long did it take to shoot the film? And you shot the whole thing in Los Angeles?
Yes, we shot the whole thing in Los Angeles, and I believe it took us, we shot for 6 days on, 1 day off for 3 weeks, so it took us about 22 days.
Now, are you still friends with all the cast members? Because it seems like shooting a film like that, you tend to bond. You know, because you spend so much time together during that time period.
Not only, I'll answer that question with a definite yes, with an exclamation point. We became very good friends with most of the cast, especially the main cast. From Ross to certain people we hang out with, like, regularly, if that makes any sense, and talk to them regularly on the phone. I mean, right now Ross is in New Mexico filming Crash. So don't really get to hang out with him as much as when he's in town. But, you know, we shoot the emails back or the little Facebooks and what are you going to call it, we chat. Danielle Nicolette we see pretty regularly. Justin Baldoni. Sarah Delaney we see all the time. Omar's a little more busy. I see him as much as I can, but we chat on we hit a lot of text messages back and forth. Same thing with Jennifer Alden. I mean, we got a great group of people here. And, yes, we did bond, and we are all really close friends. There's nobody that is outcasted that, you know, we didn't get along with them. Fortunately, a great, solid cast, and we're all pretty close at the moment.
Now, the theme of the film, dating, and how it hasn't really changed since the evolution of cavemen. So is that true still in real life?
All right. I think the concept is pretty right on for a lot of people. But it's loosely based. You know, I say knuckle draggers, or my character Kyle, is basically my beliefs on steroids. So there's a little bit of realism there, but I don't believe in everything that Kyle says. It's kind of in moderation. I believe a lot he says. So, yes, I think that we haven't really evolved that much since caveman time. But we have, if that makes sense. It depends what. If you give me a specific situation, I can explain it to you.
Yeah.
But the men still want the same thing, most of the men that I know. Most of the women want the same thing, but everything is in perspective to individuals. Like, some guys know. Some guys it doesn't relate to, and some women it doesn't relate to. But as far as, like, myself and a lot of people I know, it goes both ways. Yes, some, yes, very much so hasn't evolved, and others have.
I've read a lot of books on, like, relationships and whatnot, and you know, the scenes, without giving too much away, the scenes where you're basically trying to help your younger brother, who's Ross, you know, be more successful with women. It seems to be like a lot of true, there's a lot of truth to that in real life, from what I've read in my own, you know, experiences with dating and whatnot.
Yeah, man, it's basically a follow-up to your last question.
Yeah.
I do agree with a lot of it, but will it work in every situation? No. Will it work in a lot of the situations? Yes. But, you know, individual-wise, some people are just maybe you want to say more evolved than others, in a sense, or have different beliefs and different thoughts. And but, yeah, I do agree with a lot of it, unfortunately, as bad as that's going to sound.
Yeah, and I think beyond it being a, you know, romantic comedy, there's so much truth. I think that appeals to a lot of guys, or I would recommend it to guys to watch just based on, like, the facts that are in the film.
Yeah, man, that's a lot of this film is made from realistic, real situations of friends of ours, and how, like, you know, the guy, like the Omar Gooding and Danielle Nicolette story. I mean, I know people like that. The Ross McCall character, I know a guy just like that. And I'm like, dude, would you get a pair of nuts?
Right, you're right.
You know,
right.
It's like, please, man, the girl is just using you, or she's abusing you, and it's just like, come on, man. I don't get you. You're a great guy. You're a nice guy, and you're letting this girl just walk all over you. I don't get it.
Yeah.
But, you know, in the reverse, you know, there's other situations where that it's different. But a lot of this is based on true stuff.
Okay. Do you have any, like, Hollywood crushes or you know, female actresses that you're really fond of?
Oh, dude, do you want me to give you a list?
Well, the top few.
Sure, man. Wow. Rachel McAdams is freaking hot.
Uh-huh.
Natalie Portman, I've always been a huge fan of Natalie Portman. Rachel McAdams, Jessica Biel, Kate Hudson. I always kind of very fond of Jennifer Aniston. I was a big fan of Friends when it was around. So,
hey, how about like say male actors that you would like to work with on a project? You know, are there any where you're like, I'd love to collaborate or co-star with somebody in some sort of film? You know?
Well, there's a bunch of that as well. There's people that like I very much admire, and I love Mark Wahlberg's work. I think he's seems like a really cool guy. I don't really know him, but I would love to work with him.
Yeah.
I mean, you got the top dogs, like, you know, Robert Downey Jr. I think is phenomenal. Robert De Niro, I've always been a huge fan of. Robert Duvall. George Clooney. George Clooney, I think, is freaking awesome. Sean Penn. Johnny Depp. Ed Norton.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that Ed Norton was one of the people I always used when I was pitching Knuckle Draggers. I was like, I will step down from my role if Ed Norton wants it. It was one of the things I did when I was casting people and they asked how I was playing the lead. I was like, if Ed Norton wants my role, I will gladly step aside.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's I think Ed Norton's you know, another great actor. You know, they got the Matt Damon, Brad Pitt. You know, these are some of the people I very much am inspired by, in a sense. It would be the Mark Wahlbergs, Brad Pitt, Matt Damon, Ed Norton kind of thing. But
now, you starred in the TLC video for Waterfalls, which I have to ask this question. So how did that come about, and how was that experience?
It was the first, like, decent thing, in a sense, that I did that kind of, like, segued me into acting. I don't really talk about this very much, but I was modeling at the time that I came to L.A. I was doing some modeling in New York, and I was doing modeling in Los Angeles when I was out here vacationing. At the time, I was telling you I was visiting my friend from Pepperdine. And I basically went on this audition, and there was three girls from Brooklyn that were casting it. And I just kind of crashed the audition, to be honest, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. I got in that audition, these three girls from Brooklyn, they were really cool, and they told me they were going to hook me up. And I was kind of laughing. They're like, no, we're going to hook you up. We're going to hook you up. And I got the part. And they actually were looking for an actor, which I had no acting experience at the time when I did that. And there was a little bit of an issue there on set when F. Gary Gray, who I'm also a fan of directing-wise, I don't know if you're familiar with any of his work, but mm-hmm. You know, he did like Four Brothers. I didn't really know what he was talking about when he was giving direction and, you know, telling me camera right or your first mark or second mark. And I learned a lot from him at that moment, and I really got intrigued and inspired to do the whole acting thing, because I've learned a lot on that set, and I was very adamant about not letting anything like that ever happen to me again. And that's when I started taking acting class and got into the whole thing. I studied for 4 years after that with different teachers, and at some point, I'd really like to work with Gary again to show him that I actually know what I'm doing now, and I'm just not some model guy coming on set not knowing anything what's going on. He was really, really cool and a great guy, and he took me under his wing, and he didn't fire me. He taught me what to do and took me in the other room, and basically I almost imitated him on every step of the way in that video.
I read that in your bio, and you know, when I did read it, I instantly remember what the video was about. So obviously it left a lasting impression in a lot of people. So,
well, thank you.
Going back to the film, it's won several awards. Can you just speak a bit about that?
Sure, man. We've been in three film festivals so far, and we won 5 awards, which is a really big honor. You know, and hopefully we will win more and continue, to do greater stuff. But we won I actually won a Best Acting Award at the Real Heart Film Festival in Toronto. We also won Best Editing Award there, and I think we took second place as Best Feature Film at the Delray Beach Film Festival in Florida. I won Outstanding Feature by a New Filmmaker Producer, and we won, Sarah Delaney won Best Close-Up by an actress in a feature film.
Okay, and in the meantime, people can go to knuckledraggers.com. Is that the website?
Yes, you can go to knuckledraggers.com. You can find it on YouTube. You can find it on my site, which is pauljalesi.com.
That was Paul J. Alessi of the new independent film Knuckle Draggers. To check out more on the film, go to knuckledraggersmovie.com. Again, knuckledraggersmovie.com. This is the Amore Magazine podcast here on AmoreMagazine.com. Until next time, take care.